Let's be honest. Hanukkah just simply cannot compete with Christmas. And it's time for the Jewish community to stop pretending that it can. I'm tired of the menorah lightings that are taking place in mall parking lots and athletic events and here in Cincinnati at City Hall. These menorah lightings are supposed to make up for the Christmas tree and decorations that adorn so many public spaces. But frankly, a menorah made of PVC piping, even if it's painted gold, doesn't rival a Christmas tree with its ornaments and lights. In fact, next to the tree, the menorah looks silly. An anemic attempt to get folks to say, "Wow, there's a menorah." A Jewish day school around here is hosting a drive-through Hanukkah display, I guess in an attempt to mimic drive-through nativity scenes that churches have been doing for years. But I can't imagine some Hanukkah inflatables can catch the imagination of children and make them as excited as when they see live animals in the manger scene. Given that Christmas lights and trees are so much more beautiful than a skinny menorah, we have to ask, what's going on here? Why does the Jewish community feel compelled to compete in a game it is bound to lose? Some within the Jewish community feel a need for equal time. If Christmas is going to be celebrated publicly, then damn it, so is Hanukkah. But before we go much further with this equal time nonsense, let's remember that Hanukkah isn't much of a holiday at all. On the Jewish calendar, Hanukkah just isn't that significant. It's not like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or even Passover, holidays which have depth and religious significance. Even Sukkot rates higher on the holiday scale than does Hanukkah. But that doesn't stop those who want to transform this simple, small holiday into something iconic. Truth be told, the only reason Hanukkah gets so much play is because of Christmas. Christmas gives life to Hanukkah. It makes it important because so many feel inadequate in the shadow of Christmas. Rather than just acknowledging that Hanukkah is a sweet, small holiday that is warmly celebrated at home with candles and latkes and presents, there are those who want to make it rival a holiday which, for believers, is a truly important holiday, the birth of their Savior, and a holiday which culturally has much more power and elegance. It's time to stop the competition, not just because from a symbol standpoint we lose, but also because these holidays are very different kinds of holidays with very different religious messages. But of course, it really all comes down to who gets more presents. This competition with Christmas stems from a place of fear. A fear that the lights of Christmas and the presents will be so attractive that folks, particularly kids, will jump ship and cease being Jewish. Frankly, if Jewish identity is so shaky that trees, lights, and gifts will entice someone to embrace Christianity, we have a bigger problem than we're acknowledging. I know that the Jewish community worries about, will there be Jews in the future? Well, let me assure you that the answer doesn't lie in trying to compete with Christmas. In fact, for many within the Jewish community, they're already celebrating Christmas along with Hanukkah. Christmas isn't the problem. It's the lack of confidence that is. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. And as always, thanks for listening.